Hello.
Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote in Georgia?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yes. And English. Georgia. And just to make sure that we have everyone, all age groups, can I just have the year you were born?
1966.
1966, thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to vote in November, yes.
Okay, thank you. And if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? But you know, I know it's a lot going on, immigration, so many things, the economy. But
well, I think when they're another president, because this one don't get it.
So, well, if you had to say, what do you think is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Well, I think the most thing in the country. That, you know, that they need to get spending, you know, down, you know, then, you know, I think they need to close that border up.
Okay, so immigration would be the most important issue, right?
Yeah, and fixing the Social Security.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's a big one right there. Thank you.
Because what the problem is, they got the other ones. They kind of have a limit on all of on everybody, you know. So like if you get don't let nobody get no more than $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
Because that way, that way it will cut down spending, and that'd be the most anybody would be able to get.
Right, I got you.
And maybe on the low side, $1,500.
Right, exactly.
And I think that would do it.
Okay, you're right. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or not many people?
I vote Republican.
You voted for Donald Trump?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And thinking again about this November elections, if the elections for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, the Green Party candidate?
Go ahead. I'd be voting for Donald Trump
Okay. That's it. As soon as you know the answer, yes, it will go a lot quicker like that. And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there's no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
Oh, I wouldn't vote for no Joe Biden. We need a change.
Okay, 0 to 100. What number would you give me? 0 means no chance, and 100
means zero. No chance.
No, okay, thank you. How about Donald Trump? 0 to 100.
I want 100%.
Thank you. That's it. Just shout it out there, and we go a lot quicker that way. Now, thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
It would be Republican.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Well, it had to be Donald Trump, because Biden, all he wants to do is just keep leasing them over there. Well, they can come over here.
And would you say that it's much more you trust him or somewhat more?
Less. I don't trust him at all.
No. Trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party
I trust Donald Trump 100%.
Okay, thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in the deportation race. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
You're talking about, well, I think what they need to do, they need to build jobs over there, That mm-hmm. way they can go back over into their own country.
Okay, but it says here, please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. I'm going to read you the statements. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation race. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I agree. You know, they don't need to come over here.
Okay. So you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
I don't really understand the question.
Okay. What they're saying is that the president, which is Biden, they're saying that he should make it a priority to protect undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, if they would close the border up and get them all back over there, they wouldn't have that problem.
I understand, but that's not the case. The case is that they're here. Now, my question is, do you think that President Biden should make it a priority to protect undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids? Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Okay, now we're talking now. Is that somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
There you go. Thank you. Just shut it up there. Just let me know right away. We go a lot faster.
Well, I just had to figure the question.
I understand. That's why I said it to you a couple of times. Don't worry about it. If you don't understand it, just let me know. I'll repeat it again. President Biden.
Oh, okay.
President Biden should, again, this is it's a statement that they're making. President Biden, they're saying, should prioritize, making a priority, keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I don't think they need to be separated from their children, you know.
So in this case, you agree or disagree with them?
I agree. You know, they need to stay with their family, you know.
Okay. So you agree that Biden should make it a priority to keep their families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses?
Oh, yeah, I believe that because they need the pounds.
Okay. All right. Okay, cool. I got you. Is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Okay. Now, President Biden, this is the next one, should prioritize work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and state experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, I disagree.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. How about the next one? President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so that they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I mean, I agree. You know, they should work, you know, but they should pay their own. They should pay more taxes. And they shouldn't and if they work, their wives shouldn't be able to get food stamps. So they make a big bunch of money.
Well, I don't think that they can, because you have to be legal to be able to do that. You cannot. If you're undocumented, they will not give you that. And no state in the United States will do that.
But a lot of them here in Gilmer County get $1,500-$1,800, and their husbands work down at Gold Kiss, and they don't turn it in.
Okay. Now, how about this one? Do you agree with that? That you should give them work permits for undocumented immigrants so that they can work, essential jobs, and contribute to the economy? Do you agree with that?
Well, I mean, they should have I don't think they should have one, because I think they should go back over where they came from.
Okay, so I strongly disagree.
But they're taking away milk and jobs.
Okay. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, long as they stay out of trouble, they should give them a background check, you know.
Right, that's what it's saying. It says that they should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for 10 years.
And if they can't pass no background check and all that, then I think they should go back over yonder, on the other country.
There you go. Okay, I got you. Do you agree with this one, right? Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Oh, yeah, I strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, as long as they pass the test, you know, and if they can't pass
it. They passed it. They passed the background check, and they've been working for over 10 years.
As long as they pass the, and as long as they stay out of trouble, you know, and all that.
So you agree with this one, right? Strongly or somewhat?
Yeah, I do agree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who have passed a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Okay. And strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who passed a background check and are married to American citizens. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I agree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 elections. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for President Biden?
Less likely.
Say that again?
Less likely.
More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Oh, less likely, I'm sorry. Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to the dangerous condition, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for President Biden in the 2024 elections?
Like I said earlier, you know, I think, you know, as long as they don't get in trouble, you know, I think, you know, they should stay. But, you know, but if they cause trouble, I think they'll have to go back over the line.
Yeah, but the question is, if he passed that program, would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him in the November election?
Less likely. I wouldn't vote for him.
Much less or somewhat less likely?
Less.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. More likely or less likely? Okay, bro. Oh, shit. Fuck. 66%.